This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
EB, you've been to Austin, Texas, right? I feel like you've been to Austin, Texas.
My wife has. I actually don't believe I have.
I think they do that South by Southwest bit.
Yes, you're correct.
That's correct.
I've heard of it.
It's a big festival.
It's a very Texas.
I don't know much about it, I'll be honest.
Well, sometimes they come out with movies. I'm intrigued by this, and I know EB's reaction before I bring it up.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But there's a documentary. Now, he does like docs.
Okay.
Which is coming out called The Age of Disclosure.
All right.
And I'm intrigued because it apparently presents proof that humans on Earth are not alone in the universe.
Oh, now you have my interest.
See, you're interested. They have 34 senior members of the government, military, and intelligence community that went on camera to talk about it, saying that we've known about, you know, UFOs, and certain things that have been here.
ETs.
Is that all you got? Paid propagandists?
Aliens.
Is that all you got?
And that they're trying to reverse engineer complex technology.
The evidence
is these guys.
That's not good enough.
I need a tour of Area 51.
Show me the spaceship.
What would it take?
Show me the aliens. Show me the ET.
I'd love to be behind 1,000 miles of barbed wire underground and see an alien spacecraft. I'd love to see that.
Show me the ET. All you got to do is just pull out the ET.
And his big long finger.
Yeah. That's all you got to do.
So if they showed you a spaceship.
No.
That's beyond like the videos you see. Like we always see these videos.
You would need to like see it.
I think we all just assumed it was military, but a couple months ago, remember there was stuff happening in like New Jersey primarily?
Yeah, a lot of like.
They were all drones. They just announced it. Yeah. I mean, who knows? They lie about everything. Everybody lies. They said it was just drones.
Yeah, I figured so.
Yeah. And there was a ton of them. There are drones everywhere. We're all going to die by drone, is my guess.
We are.
It'll be a drone attack. It's so easy to just infiltrate.
So if you were to watch this documentary, which hopefully it'll get to like Netflix or something like that.
He sounds like he won't believe it until he like...
They say they have irrefutable documented evidence of vehicles that appear to defy the laws of physics.
I'm open to
it. And interfere with nuclear and military activity.
I'm open to it.
They say our country and other countries know about it, and they're basically covering up. They don't want people.
Secret.
Yes.
They don't want it all classified. They don't want the rubes like us in a big panic about there being alien life forms out there.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be in a big panic because this is just my stupid theory. Yeah. Now, I've seen movies like Independence Day.
Sure, we've seen them. We've all seen them.
Because generally those movies...
You haven't seen Independence Day?
I don't have a file on it.
All the spaceships line up over all the major cities across the planet. And then
they just shoot
down a giant laser all at the same time.
Maybe.
Just wipe out the humans. You probably haven't seen it.
I might have watched it on HBO like for a second.
But all those movies, I shouldn't say all, but it seems like most of those movies presuppose that the aliens come here and then just want to wipe us out.
Sure.
But if they are, but if they have superior technology and they're superior beings, we're like bugs to them. I don't feel like they would need to.
Well, not only that, we've been sitting here for thousands of years. Why haven't you taken us over yet? You're just biding your time.
Yeah.
You're just waiting forever. We're here. Come, blast us off the face of the planet.
Now, in some
of those
movies, they need water, and they see a planet that has 70% water.
Resources.
Water. Right.
We got. You know what? We've got. Like, isn't 65% of the Earth covered by water? If they want water, come get it.
I'm generally with you, EB. I don't really believe there's a bunch of ETs around. But I am somewhat fascinated.
Show me Bigfoot.
By some of these videos. And then when there are pilots who are like Air Force pilots and they say, hey, this is what I saw. And it was, you know, in our mind, we're thinking like flying saucer, right?
Yeah.
We're thinking close encounters of the third kind. Third kind? Fourth kind? Whatever it was.
Close encounters. I think it was third, but don't quote me on it.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
But we have this in our head, but they say they see something and then it's like floating around. And then all of a sudden at a speed they've never seen, just vanishes.
Are
those guys just making it up?
Well, let's hope.
Are they high? Let's hope they didn't have an extra
drink at the bar before they got behind the controls of the airplane.
Or are they assets paid to promote? I don't know.
What are they promoting?
I want to see the evidence. Show me the evidence. A person's visual...
But that's show me the evidence.
No.
By the way, religion, show me the evidence.
Listen,
it's the same thing.
You gotta have faith.
That's a totally different thing. If you want to compare it to religion, sure. I grant you that. It's very similar to religion. It's like a religion. Just show me the ET.
Well,
I'm not even sure if you showed me their vehicle, it's enough, because we have military all over the world creating things that we can't comprehend.
Right. Somebody else could have built that, and then now they're...
Maybe that's because they've reverse engineered the alien technology.
Whatever.
I don't believe it.
I'll believe in them when I see them come and take over the planet. That's when I'll fully believe.
Yeah.
When that spaceship lands and they come marching out, they start wiping out the humans. That's when I'm going to believe.
So the movies have definitely gotten you.
100%.
Because what if they just show up and just...
The same. But what boggles my mind, and we've discussed this before, because having done this show for almost 30 years, we've discussed everything. But when you have like in the Amazon or someplace similar like that, where you have people that have never had contact with the real world, like, I don't even know what you call those people, but
yeah, they're like a tribe.
Indigenous people living off the land.
Literally, they don't know anything.
Yeah.
They don't know. They don't know your phone. They don't know what
a super flex
draft is.
They've
never seen people outside their tribe, right? And yet, people will encounter them and somehow find a way to communicate with them.
Yeah.
Or they don't attack each other. Or, like, that blows my mind, right? I don't know why we don't have encounters like that with all these so-called aliens.
I mean, a smaller example of your indigenous tribe in the Amazon is Amish country. I mean, here are people that they're not using cars.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's weird.
I saw some
EB, they're not using cars.
Listen, I think some of the Amish people are fake. I saw an Amish guy.
Fake?
Well, they obviously...
Propaganda.
It's propaganda. You know why? Because they had a big giant, they had a $12,000 camera lens, and they're taking pictures on the side of the
road. Here's how I know.
How do they get that? You know,
all right, but that's like, you know,
they had a $12,000 camera.
But they might be in the umbrella of Amish, okay? Much like,
Amish,
you know, I'm Catholic. There's some Catholic people that they go to confession every week. They go to church in the middle of the week, hey, not just on Sundays.
There's different levels, right?
So that might be an Amish person that's cheating on whatever they're
now
cheating.
That we're on the Amish topic.
Yeah,
the Amish. Now, some Amish / Mennonites, they're on their big time hustle,
right?
Because I go out to the Amish market sometimes in Germantown, And now they can't drive cars, but they can hop in a car that somebody else is driving, and they get driven there.
Loopholes.
And then all they do is print money. They're selling everything. They're selling homemade furniture. They're selling bacon. They're selling fried chicken. They're selling homemade candy.
Right.
They're killing it.
Because they're a little bit of a fraud.
I don't know. Now, all I know is that market is
you may have seen
Mennonites
that have a more different approach to technology.
I don't know the difference between Mennonites and Amish. You got me there.
I know you don't. I don't either. But
I don't
either. I know that the Mennonites have a more different approach.
They look the same.
But it is like going in a time warp, because when I would visit my dad in central Pennsylvania when he was still alive, you're driving on these country roads, and then all of a sudden, there's a horse and buggy that you got to navigate around.
I saw
a
horse and buggy guy coming back from Poughkeepsie.
Okay.
He almost donked off because he was sitting on a bucket, and he had the horse, and the horse got spooked.
Okay.
It tried to climb a curb, and it knocked the guy off his bucket. And the whole thing collapsed.
He was
crashed.
On a bucket in the buggy?
That was his chair.
He's just a short knocker? He needed a bucket to sit on?
He was a real Amish, because he was busto. He had a bucket for a chair.
But didn't the Bickle family almost every summer go to Amish country?
Wasn't my idea.
Yeah, that sounds
It wasn't my trip.
But like your dad or your mom.
He liked to go
One of them was fascinated by
it. He liked to
it.
Go there to Bim. It was peaceful, a retreat.
Right.
To go there and just sit there and look at nothing.
To me, it's a good place to go buy pretzels. Other than that, I got no time.
I feel like I never went to Amish country, but I remember every summer. Now, you guys wouldn't go for a full week, I don't think. I feel like they would go for
2 days.
3 or 4 days.
Go for like 2 days and go to the same
weekend.
Country buffet.
I feel like you would get, I feel like that's a big pie territory.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Right? A lot of homemade
you come home
baked
with
goods.
A bunch of pie.
Not my favorite memories.
Yeah. Going to Amish country for vacation can't be a core memory.
Other than I liked being with my family.
Sure.
The last place on earth I wanted to be was Amish country.
He was like, why can't we go to Ocean City?
I just want to go to, I just want to go to a golf course or something. Why can't we stay at a resort?
Ocean City would have been like going to Hawaii compared to Amish country.
When we went to Ocean City, we stayed 3 miles away. It's some $20 hotel, motel.
That's
with
nubs.
The pool in the parking lot. Yeah. That's where I stayed growing up. You guys think you're a busto? I was way more busto.
We lived on the same street.
Bragging about who's poorer.
My
this
house
is such
was paid
a stupid
for.
Bit.
Trust me, you were rich compared to me. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I mean, it's not even close. But that went a whole year without getting paid.
JP didn't grow up on the mean streets of Poland Middle School like these two guys.
Yeah. He bet his own horse.
Yeah, he was playing polo in his middle school.
I love that you say that I played polo. By the way, he went to four years of Catholic school. Prince went to public.
I'm pretty sure Prince Harry and Prince William went to JP's middle school. I'm pretty sure.
It's very possible. Sure that's where he met Meghan Markle.
Might have been. Yeah.
Coming up next, Tiger Woods ruptured his Achilles. Will he ever be able to come back? We'll talk to Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel next here on The Junkies.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.